Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blacks. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. EMAX the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 6, Verse 29. Getting to why we started off with that track. But I want to let you all know, as well as the phone callers so far, 216-486-216-209. I'll get to you all shortly. But let me let you know what you're listening to. That's that Al Porter, Man in the Street. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. And for those online at blogtalkradio.com, where you've gone to EMAXX Radio, I appreciate that. But as you notice the number that says 646-478-0944, feel free to call in. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to attempt to do is give you three quick disclaimers so everybody's on the same page. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, smartphone for info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, you can press one or call back. Before I go to the phone callers, let me give you like a top 10 on a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Just because I might not get a chance to do that. Number 10, dropping all the way down, EMAX, Sheriff Kilroy, Tribal War Cry. Number 9, the debut of We Up Now, happened at the Vortex last Friday. Number eight, the debut. Hey, there's a big mayoral debate coming up on Saturday featuring hip-hop artists. More on that in just a little while. Number seven, debuting Sir Koopa's video shoot that happened last week. Number six, debuting MC Brains and Urban Survival's video shoot that just happened the past weekend. Number five, hey, it was Latino Day. That's the debut at Public Square. Very, very, very nice. Number four, we'll put the debut on that. For that, it was a time for concerts, Progressive Field. They had Billy Joel, the legend, as well as Luke Bryan. There were concerts that was held there the past, I believe, Friday and Saturday, with Billy Joel starting it off first. Number three, moving up, the prayer rally that happened. More on that just a little while. It was unconventional, to say the least. Number two, jumping up, the first anniversary People's Convention. More on that in just a little while. And the top 10, number one thing, the debut of the No Fascism, Trump and Pence. More on that in just a little while. It was a very interesting one. That's all I can say. You wouldn't believe me if I told you. So I'm going to try to figure out, should I tell you or not? I will start off with this, though. Before I go to the phone lines, I do want to start off and say that I believe it's the House of Law Funeral Home in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. House of Law Funeral Home, this Saturday, July 22nd, about 2 p.m., July 22nd, rest in peace, rest in heaven to Gerald Struthers. He's the one who helped create the Black on Black Crime Incorporated website, a.k.a. Black on Bleak. Black on Black. He really had no fear. He did 44112news.com. I would invite people to go check out 44112news.com and see some of the news stories that he ran. He was fearless. He did East Cleveland News. He was threatened with lawsuits, arrested for giving news reports, but it's on Facebook, and it's online, 44112news.com. It does bring you up to date with a whole lot of things that's going on. I wanted to throw that out there. And before I go to the first phone caller, I just wanted to let people know also while I'm looking at it in front of me, a big shout out and a thanks. Some people would wonder, huh? Did that really happen? Yes, it happened. Did the Hug Lady Kim Schneider invite Black Man's Army, Art McCoy, as well as Black on Black Crime Incorporated's president, Al Porter Jr., out to eat with Police Chief of Cleveland, Calvin Williams, Commander Drummond, and a precinct captain of Precinct 4? And we spoke on a consent decree, sabotage, family, transparency, community involvement, restraint during protest or regular arrest. Proven if you don't have fear, you can speak to anyone about community problems. That was a quick 6-foot step ladder for the soapbox that I can get off. Now, I'm getting ready to go now to that 216-486. I hope you're not upset about us eating out with the police. 216-486, how you doing?
Doing fine, Mr. Porter.
Just waiting to see what's going down today. I can appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm just calling in for support.
Hey, we appreciate that, so thank you very much. And just hold the line. I'm sure we'll have something for you.
Thank you.
And you are welcome. Thank you. And before I check out the 216-209, I'm going to give you maybe a couple of stations that you can feel free to check out, followed by the 216-322. First off, I want to just let people know, if you choose, you can check out the Black Man Army meetings, which are 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Wednesdays, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated, 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, off of Kipling, 15415, right off Ivanhoe, 44110 between East 152nd St. Clair Intersection and Euclid Avenue. I do know the number 37 passes by. As well as the one, if you want a longer walk to exercise, you catch that number 28, get off at Ivanhoe and walk down. Now, the reason that I'm going to, before I go to the next phone caller, I do want to get something out of the way so that I can talk about it. When I did give and pay the respects earlier to Brother Struthers, I wanted to take the time to let people know a little bit of what happened. And that's a 20-foot step ladder for the soapboxes. Man in the street was asked to speak at the Cleveland Trump Pence regime must go nationwide protest at the Free Stamp the past Saturday, alongside speakers such as AJ, Steve Haleko, Susie Scullin, Daryl Price, Genevieve Mitchell, Norm Carl. They had a short speakers list before people got out there, you know, to march. And you had such groups together such as Refuse Fascism, Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, Indivisible CLE, Disability Rights, Carl Stokes Brigade. Now, did the pro-Donald Trump brigade show up with assault rifles to intimidate people? Well, yes, you did have the militia out there. They had fingers on triggers saying they were at least there to help keep the peace. Mind you, where there hasn't been violence at an anti-Trump rally in our region, that was very stupid and overkill. Now, my partner, Ronnie B., he's the 1008 Vision founder and CEO. Yeah, he acted as the bodyguard up there holding the verb staff. And I'm going to give you a quick wrap-up of what I said, just so that there's no mistaking or anything, because basically speaking, you know, I let them know what my name was, might as well. And I let them know also that, you know, today we stand on the verge of 1930s, 1940s history in 2017. And if you want to, you can start by saying that no political party has really been right. Now, in 2016, early on, I knew that if Trump won the ballot, everything would go to hell because we're already at the bottom of the food chain no matter what party took power. Now, this is a different breed of animal, one who uses fascism to demonize and attack all others, one face at a time, practicing the same steps set forth in World War II. If you don't believe me, just look it up. Now, Christianity, though, is the only difference is it's at the forefront being used, which means if you use it however you want to, all others cast aside can be mistreated. You know, first it came for the Muslim. Then women, you know, they were next. Just grab them by the whatever. They'll comply if you do that. That's what was said. And they're bleeding from wherever, whatever. Then they came for the media, fake news. Then they came for the poor people. But, you know, like we spoke about before, hey, I don't want poor people in my cabinet. Now, wait a second. Hold on a second. I want to give an infamous and loving shout-out to Reverend Pinckney. Did you call my personal phone line when you could have called 646-478-0944 to be on the air? Yep, you get that infamous shout-out. And where was I? Okay. Now, if you don't want poor people in your cabinet, wait a minute. When you have greedy owners and CEOs and they close down jobs, that means, you know, callous business owners. Once you close those job doors, it leaves shift supervisors, management, payroll clerks, accountants without a job. So don't tell me about poor people not knowing or being able to even handle money or people skills or anything like that, unless you break down what can cause poverty. So the Trump-Pence regime is dumping on and ostracizing poor people, classism. Then they came for immigrants and unfairly targeted them because of religion. So, with that being said, I had to put that out there because our elitist president is joining up with other elitists from other nations to bomb others into compliance. Now, the end result of that conversation, I had to look out there at the idiots that were standing out there, about six of them holding guns, and that's it. And I had to let them know, do you all hear me? My name is Alfred E. Porter Jr., and when I'm in my own hood, or talking to police, or downtown, or talking to the people, I'm not a coward needing a big assault rifle. I did say a big-ass assault rifle, but that's the way of a bully and a coward. Said more than that to those fools, but I'm abridging myself because of the show. We were joined, though, this is very interesting, by a knight in shining armor. I'm not lying to you. Who wants to replace Trump as the king of America. And we got a standing ovation when we marched all the way through the Rock Hall of Fame, up to the doors and all around. It was very interesting. I think people are just doggone tired with some of what they're seeing. So I'm going to go to 216-209. I know what it probably is. It's probably one of those militia people calling me right now to tell me that I shouldn't have said what I said, but I'm going to give you all equal time. Militia people, you can speak right now.
Well, no. This is no militia. You know, I want to speak of overkill. This is John from Black Odyssey. And normally I call in and I start my conversation and I get right to music. But today I want to speak about overkill. And what I mean by overkill, it young, ignorant, terrible pieces of trash people shooting people in their own driveway when they're sitting there minding their own business. This is ridiculous. I've been knowing that man my whole entire life, y'all. My whole entire life. And for him to go down like that, that's ridiculous. That's one of the type of people that you expect to hear about him getting old. Not hearing about him leaving this earth this way. So whomever you are out there, if you listening, if you out there just doing whatever, you go get yours. Because, you know, that what you did was ridiculous to somebody, that and that affect over 3,000 to 5,000 people in this city. So what I'm saying to this person right now, I'm speaking directly to him. You're going to get yours one way or another. So if you don't get caught by the police, something's going to happen, because when you do something this cold-hearted, it's just pointless.
I hear you.
It's really even hard to even speak, because I'm trying to process this, and y'all gotta excuse me, because like I said, I've been knowing this man my whole entire life. So retarded and ridiculous. Like, come on, man. Come on. You shoot somebody down that's the same color as you. The same color as you. And how you going to say, oh, that ain't your brother, when we fight the same struggle? Murders is just senseless. It's ridiculous. Come on, man. We gotta change this. We gotta change the way we think, the way we go about things. Come on, we gotta do better. We really do. Black Odyssey.
You're right.
BLAODESSY. I apologize. I can't say more. I'm really just trying to keep it together. Somebody that's family to me, man. So if y'all see a post about Damian Mitchell, please share it. We trying to get it to go viral,
right?
Because this affect over 3,000 to 5,000 people in this city from side to side. This was a great person, fun-loving person, always happy, giving. You could never see nothing like this, the end for nobody like this.
Got you.
Oh.
Definitely hold the line and feel free to share that on the page of Alfred Porter Jr. period profile of a sheriff's hat, and to share that on the Facebook page of Black on Black Crimey. Do that for me, please.
I sure will.
All right. Thank you. And as my brother holds the line, you know, before I go to the 216-322 and the 216-255, you might not think it has something to do with it, but if you give me the 20-foot step ladder for the soapbox, because, you know, yesterday there was a prayer rally for Cleveland at Radio 16550 Carnegie Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. Brother Art McCoy, Kim Snyder, the hug lady, and I just want to say that Art McCoy, as a prayer leader. He did a special tribute for retired Judge Jean Merle Capers, 104 years old, oldest talk show in the USA, and a tribute for Daphne Walker, radio personality who had passed. And if it's their creator, well, yeah, because police came to shake hands with and pray. Well, Black Man Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated members such as myself, Brother Art. So, yeah, Kim Snyder dealing with community, police, racial reconciliation, Brother Art McCoy, listed as community activist, Al Porter Jr., listed as a community activist, and was really talked into going ahead to follow through. Michelle Kearney, One Mouth, One Voice, Pastor April Ferris and Pastor Tim Ferris, Livingstone Communities, Horvay, and Pastor Renee Horvay, NEO Home Church Network, Bishop Andre Mays, Deliverance, Overcoming Church of God. You had also Pastor Barbara Erkin, Key of Life Ministry. Now, you had Damon and Tanya DeFries, who are the parents of Pollyanna DeFries. They weren't able to attend, and it was put on the flyer because, you know, Tanya, she had just gotten out of the hospital, I believe, early yesterday morning. But you also had Bonnie Hoover and the close of prayer to encourage those in attendance to at least pray for each other. Now, the reason that I wanted to talk about this for just a little while is because you had Sergeant Major Pastor Early Jeff Mixon. Now, Black people leaders, if you're a no-call and no-show, I mean, damn, when you're invited to the table, you have to do your best to be there, or at least call like the DeFries family did. Now, you did have mayoral candidates Kylo and Laverne Jones Gore, who were there, Judge Lewinsky, and a lot of them came on the Art McCoy radio show for prayer on the airwaves. Now, the reason I'm getting into this is it has a little bit to do with what the caller just brought up, because my prayer was, you know, Jesus has said how to pray in quiet or solitude, and then again, if you look at early parts of the Bible where the Israelites were in bondage and they cried out and God heard them. So I prayed for Yahweh to stop fear from being used by Satan as a weapon. You know, a month ago, June Vigil held for 27-year-old Aramis Roy. He was murdered on 136 in Harvard, Garland Park, for telling two men to stop fighting in a public park. Then last Wednesday, Andrew Easley, 39, murdered at 8 p.m., father of four. He came to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop to support. I went to that vigil last Thursday where there was people like Rio, Tasha, ADX, Goldie, Queen Hayes, First Family, and a lot of Hip Hop Workshop personnel was there, including the Williams Black Man Army. And I digress because, you see, Drew was murdered. Murdered because old school. Old ass brother, 63 years. But it doesn't mean you're wise, huh? He was harassing women, children, according to some people on the bus and the driver, foul language. So Drew stood up, took it on, stepped off the bus, and said, hey, you don't use that type of language in front of the community. Got shot in his chest. Senior arrested. But I prayed for people to not look at this and have fear for doing right. See, I prayed for people to not succumb in my region of fear. See, if I come to your neighborhood as an activist, whatever police officer comes through your neighborhood, the hell with it. The best two things to protect your neighborhood, your street, your area is, number one, the creator, God, Yahweh, Allah. That's the best thing. And then number two, the people who live there. That's the best ones to take care of your area. And I'm also saying that I pray that once people find out about who was behind that with Damien Ford and say something. Get out of being fearful for what? You know, Matthew 21, Mark 11, Luke 19, John 2. Jesus threw gamblers out the temple. He might have angered the Pharisees, scribes, leading men, chiefs, but he didn't have that fear because the word fear wasn't there because he knew it was doing his father's business. And when you're doing the creator's business, you don't have that fear. You don't succumb to it. You're not supposed to. You get up off of your behind and do what you need to do. That's why when there was pro-Trump militia people out there the past Saturday, that didn't bother me because I was doing the creator's business. And that prayer rally was in short to set people up for Azusa Now, Cleveland, which is happening on July 22nd and 23rd, 2017, Quicken Loans Arena. On the 22nd, it'll be from 3 to 11 p.m., and on the 23rd, that Sunday, it'll be from 2 to 5 p.m. and 6:30 to 10:30 p.m. Prayer warriors needed to go out into the streets. 216-255, how are you doing out there?
Great. How are you? Good to hear
you.
I'm doing well.
It's good to hear you, too. What's on your mind, brother?
Thanks. Well, last Saturday, we had that year anniversary that you showed up at and performed beautifully, and that was the People's Justice and Peace Convention 1 year after. And I wanted to get the young woman's name that you brought in from New Jersey, because I don't know her name.
Lauren Davis.
Gotcha. Lauren Davis. She was phenomenal.
She did the Nina Simone and an original piece. So yes, that's L-A-U-R-I-E, Laurie, my fault, Davis. And she's the one who did a Nina Simone cover and an original piece about government. So just a phenomenal place to be at, because if I'm looking at it, the People's Justice and Peace Convention 1 year was dedicated to people past and present who have dreamed, toiled, and struggled against oppression without resorting to violence in any form and created a more just world. Continue. And I know what just happened because I see it real quick. So with that being said, go ahead, Don.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I'm sorry. Phone issues.
Hey, no problem. We good.
Yeah. So I got her name. Thank you.
No problem.
You know, I heard disturbing news today that Brelo got off again from the 137 shots. They dismissed another case. So it's just these police just keep getting away with murder. And that's just unbelievable. I mean, that's the way it is. And you know what? There was an article that explained why that is. It was, I think it was in The Guardian or something, but David Patterson had brought this to my attention from the Carl Stokes Brigade. The cities made deals with the cops over the years, for many years, giving them, because they didn't want to give more money, because they felt like they couldn't afford to give more money, they just gave more power. And it was incrementally, they got so much power that now it's hard to get it back.
And that is true. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
So that is
so
definitely something to watch for. I thank you for pointing that out, because it is up to us to do something about it and make sure that the candidates are held accountable for that. They have to be. There's no way of getting around it. So I just want to thank you for the program that you had the past Saturday.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to listen
in.
And thank you so much. All righty.
No problem. And before I go to the 216702, I do want to at least say that I enjoyed the program because I was surrounded by a lot of people that I know. And the five core practices, radical amazement, radical hospitality, good stewardship to create a shared abundance, a circle of compassion that includes every sentient being and ecosystem, and truth, reparations, and reconciliation. So you did need to have reconciliation with that. And, hey, I want to say thank you to them for having a phenomenal feast, excellent meal, and it was held at the 4515 Superior, I believe Lutheran Ministries, North Presbyterian Church. It's like a combination of places, and to be around such people such as Michael Fiala, Sharon Montazer doing poetry, Anita Tobin from the Hip Hop Congress, Silk did poetry, Brenda Nelson dance poetry, Kathy Smith poetry, Well, we know I did something, Sunrise. You also had Steve Smith Poetry, Fatima Shindy with poetry, Doug Horner Music, Kathy Kelly did fiber art and poetry. There was pictures and all of that all the way around. And people like Dwayne McGee and Sabrina, I was able to at least spend the time there, meet a couple of people that I didn't really know, which was a blessing in itself. You know, one thing that I know for certain is if we don't do it, then we might not get certain things done. So I want to take the time to point out before I do anything else that this coming Saturday, you have the City of Cleveland Mayoral Debate 2017, July 22nd. That's this Saturday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. They'll be dealing with issues such as Tamir Rice, $88 million in the downtown project going to the Cavs, 11 black women murdered on Imperial Avenue, 137 shots, public education in the schools, mayoral control, Godwin murder, abandoned houses, rodent problem, building bridges between black community and Cleveland Police Department. Moderated by Raynard Jackson, Black Americans for a Better Future, and syndicated columnist. So he'll be there. I do believe Judge Lewinsky has something special to be doing. It's sponsored by the Inner City Republican Movement and the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, which will feature people such as Ronnie B, Suave Gotti. You will also have certain candidates so far, such as Kylo Reed, Ritowski, door prize. You've got gift baskets, lunch, and refreshments. And the location will be 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. You can contact Donald Walker Brown, downtown Donald Brown. It's 216-702-1207. The Sheriff, Al Porter Jr., 216-804-7462. Do me a favor. Do not call that 804 number until after 10, or I will clown you on the air. Or Cynthia Blake at 330-571-3158. Neighborhood Housing Clinic, which is this Wednesday, July 19th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Harvard Community Services Center. Information that you definitely may need, 18240 Harvard, free and open to the public, as I move on down and see what's going on with the 216-703. 216-703, how you doing out there?
Doing excellent, the Sheriff, Blackout Siren, just calling in. I ain't called in a while. Been very busy.
Right.
I had to make some time to call on in because it's one of my home bases. Because it's, you know, your show is one of the shows where some people that listen to your show, they really dig our music. So, you know, and other than that, you talk about a range of subjects throughout Cleveland and worldwide. So I've been missing out on some great treats. So I was just calling in to let people know Black House Sound is still alive. We have a number of songs up on YouTube right now. We have an interview on YouTube. If you go to Joseph Motley Jr., you can see all these, you know, new songs in the interview. Other than that, real soon, a video is going to be done to No Limit What the Lord Will Do. I don't know if it played on the Art McCoy show yesterday. Only the sheriff would know that if the song played. But, but a video is coming real soon. And I just wanted to thank everybody that been holding Black House Sound down and everybody that don't know about us to keep doing what they doing, if they doing music or they doing what you doing, or they just supporting the show. Keep doing what you're doing. We all need all the support we can get. And that's all I want to say. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate that indeed. As a matter of fact, I can at least take the time, like I'm kind of supposed to do. I just didn't do it. So I'm going to take the time now and let people know that you can check out voiceofradio.com on a Monday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the main event. I moderate where Larry debates most electrifying. That's 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And then on a Tuesday, voiceofradio.com, that's Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show. And tomorrow we'll be featuring something else from off of that Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube, and I'm just thankful to be able to play a wide range of music. One of those things that I do want to get a chance, if I can point it out, I've been given some information here and there before I go to that 216-322 phone number. I want to let people know the man in the street, this is a follow-up, because sometimes you say, well, you bring up something and you wonder, hey, somebody brings up a story or they say something, but do they do any follow-up? And I'm glad that people think like that, because man in the street, I was at the Board of Elections on Tuesday of last week with Laverne Jones Gore. And basically, God worked some things out, if you remember when she called in last week. So far, the Board of Elections allowed her to hand in her signatures. Now, tomorrow at 4 p.m., if you know of someone unfairly targeted by the Board of Elections or what have you, feel free to come out, be it 30th in Euclid, East 30th in Euclid, fourth floor. You can feel free to support Laverne Jones Gore in her bid to be mayor of Cleveland and to get on the ballot. I'm pretty sure ICRM, Donald Walker Brown, and more will be there. And if you want to, you can call 216-694-8910 from there at 5 p.m. tomorrow just to say how things are going while I'm live at voiceofradio.com with the up-to-date report. Now, the plain dealer did say something, which I can appreciate. They said that her petitions were turned in on time and that there were different clocks all over that floor, which made it very hard for her to get a fair count. So I was glad that the media at least coincided with that particular story. So before I do anything else, I'm going to go to the 216-322 phone line and see what is on your mind. 216-322, how are you doing out there?
I'm fine, Brother Porter. How are you?
I'm doing well. What is on your mind?
Oh, so much, but your show is only an hour. I wanted to specifically talk about the Neighborhood Housing Clinic on Wednesday, the 19th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and let everyone know that they'll be dealing with landlord-tenant rights, housing code law, nuisance neighbors, bed bugs, lead issues, health conditions. There'll also be information there about home repair resources, housing research advocacy clinic, and information from the Cuyahoga County Land Bank. And that's something that people need to utilize because the land bank is one of the entities tearing down the abandoned houses in the neighborhood. And I understand people applaud that because they're concerned about the crime and squatters. However, the thing that a lot of people are overlooking, and maybe they don't know, I was told that Black people are ignorant to the fact that that's why your property value is so low, and that having all of the abandoned houses torn down in your neighborhood actually is adding to the gentrification of your neighborhood, meaning that when you're ready to sell your home, even though it could be worth as much as $75,000, you are not going to get that because you live on a street full of nothing but vacant lots. So ignorance is not bliss. It can be costly, and it's something that can be addressed at the housing clinic. So I hope your listeners will attend, and I hope that somewhere someone is listening to that and understanding that in order to do something about the crime in your neighborhood, you need to be a good neighbor, be aware of your surroundings and the area in which you live, because that's how you have better neighborhoods. You can't depend on any mayor or council person to come in and save you from the crime in your neighborhood if you're not willing to be proactive and do something about it yourself. So I'm off of that box. And I also want people to be aware that there's an organization wanting to raise your taxes again to build restaurants, hotels, and the like, and include it in the schools. there is something going on called Nucleus. It's being brought about by Stark Enterprises, and you can go to Cleveland Metro School, one word, .org/Nucleus, NUCLEUS, and you can go there to complete a survey, get more information. They're having meetings in the neighborhood. I think this is something people need to be aware of and address, because if they're not doing a good job with the money for the schools now, and we all know they aren't, because Ray Ray and Nisha still cannot read. They are not going to school, and even the ones who are have no one there to help them. Then they need to let their voices be heard and say, no, we are not going to have our taxes raised for you to get more money and misappropriate those funds. And I think that that is about it for tonight. I'm really upset about the continued violence in our neighborhood. It hurts my heart, but I think that people need to understand this is not going to go away, and no amount of vigils or marches is going to make this happen. If you are not willing to come out and say something, do something, it doesn't mean you have to jump in front of a bullet, but it does mean if you see people on your street that don't belong there, or something as simple as getting to know your neighbors, then you call someone. Call the police accountable. They're not all horrible. Some of them are actually there to help and do something in the community because they used to live in these communities. So that's really it, my brother Porter. And you keep up a good fight. I hope that people organize, and I'm going to encourage people who are working in the neighborhood to reach out to people who want to work, because they're there. You just don't utilize them, and I know that as a fact, because I've reached out to several of you people listening who say you want help, and you never reply back. So either you really don't want help, you just want to complain about not being able to get the job done, or I don't know, prove me wrong, reach out to some of these people, and let's take our streets back before winter comes. It's doable. And that's it, Brother Porter. Keep up the good work. God bless.
God bless, and thank you. And you know something, there are times when I know I might have reached out to some people and it didn't work like it should have or what have you. But sometimes the best people to do things are for people to start their own or become a one-person wave out there. It can happen, man. Just by you standing tall, you can get other people to do certain things. That's just the way it is. You know something? I'm appreciative of a lot of the phone calls that I have been getting. I do want to let people know, since I'm looking at it, that here's something that's very interesting. I think I wait and bother the mayor fully until like next week, because that is one of those things. Definitely they're raising taxes story. It goes with a few other things, but I do want to point out that last year, for those who don't remember, there was the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, where Cleveland taxpayers gave maybe up to $65 million for the four-day event, where investment supporters said Cleveland would get millions more in economic rewards as organizers. You know, they at least last July, they went to Cleveland State University, to the Cleveland State Center for Economic Development, to do an impact. So an impact finance study on the event, which brought in 50,000 plus visitors. Now, Philadelphia, you know, they hosted the Democratic National Convention after hours. They got their report back the past April. And although the monetary gains fell way short of what they projected, but this is what's sad. The Cleveland State University report, it isn't done yet. Hasn't been finalized. I think they sent it to Dan Gilbert's office. You know, the Q, Quicken Loans Arena, that's where they held a majority of events. And Dan Gilbert, he sent it back and said, it's a rough draft. He needs to see a few other things. Nobody's seen anything. And right now, if you look at the situation we're in, talk about highway robbery, Look, I'm going to play something real quick. I do want to give a shout-out to Tina Hobson. She repped us on a nationwide basis. I Am a Superwoman Radio, nominated for awards dealing with spiritual music. I also want to say if people want to pay attention, they can at Melanated Media News on YouTube.com or Facebook. Anybody want to send in any music can to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's Emax Radio, emaxxradio@gmail.com. And I'll tell you what, I'll go on, take this short break. I always like this anyway. Goes out to the brother who called in, and I know he has to remember it because he put the lyrics out. So you have to keep praying. Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city. Plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, cause we praying, keep praying, and keep praying, no matter what, you just keep praying, no matter what.
You know, I'm going to just, this is going to be real easy, simplistic thing, the 10-foot step ladder. You know, a friend of mine, Gary Cantor, puts it best. He would say that President, my son is not a crook, Trump. Well, you know, he has definitely met, definitely spoke about it. He's really come to his son's defense, and it's very interesting. Although, I can see why he would take a poor son as a son. But then again, his son pulled one of the most interesting things that people are saying. Is it that bad? Is it? Well, if you look at it, his son did meet Russian government, basically speaking about giving sensitive information against Hillary Clinton. So if I was to look at it, let's call it what it is. That would be and should be considered treason by any other act. It's just what it is, treason or collusion. Now, the thing is, there's a lot of criticism. Why is it being like critiquing, I guess it's because Trump Jr., he admitted, well, because he's caught. But anyway, Donald Trump Jr., that, you know, he met with a Kremlin-linked attorney in June of 2016. And it caused that president, quote unquote, to become defensive and, like I said, protective of Donald Trump Jr. It's very interesting how this will play out. You know, he attended the meeting, and so did, let's not leave him out, guilt by association, and he was there, the son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who attended alongside to meet with this Russian attorney named Natalia Veselinskaya. I want to make sure I get her name right as best as possible, because I could probably butcher it pretty well if I wanted to, but I shouldn't want to butcher the name. And, you know, last Wednesday morning, Trump started. Well, he got back on Sunday. But what he came up and said was, hey, let me tell you all something. It was described that, well, Trump, the advisors went and they met to at least get some information, incriminating information about Hillary Clinton. And the way Trump characterized it to start off with is it was, again, he added in this time, instead of it's a witch hunt, he added in it's the greatest witch hunt in political history. And the theory that his son has been the victim. All right, his son was the victim. All right, I got you on that. So little Trump Jr., who met on purpose to help daddy win, was the victim. And what with a whole bunch of other folks, because what just happened, for those who missed it, a Russian-American lobbyist, Rina Akhmetshin, confirmed, that's probably it, Akhmetshin, confirmed that he was at the same meeting, and he has been linked with ties to Russian intelligence. But he did say the Russian attorney, Veselinskaya, left materials with Trump's associates. Now, Trump did tweet, Hillary Clinton gets questions to a debate emails, but my son is scorned by fake news media. Okay, one thing about a lot of what was said was Hillary was basically investigated on a lot, was told what she could do here and there. But for me, I don't care who does it, if it's Democratic or Republican. Collusion with any enemy is treason. And it can be punishable by, it should be by death. I mean, that's how I look at things, honestly. I learned myself as a conservative, say it, tell the truth, speak on it, and give certain things. Because let me tell you something, doesn't just stop there. I learned a long time ago before I go to the next phone call, when the general, first woman general of Black on Black Crime Incorporated spoke. A lot of times people didn't realize that some of our own black leaders do things when it's damaging, undermining, misappropriation of money, and tearing down your own community that you're supposed to represent. That's treason in itself. And it's got to be called the way it is. So I'm going to go to 216-702. Probably somebody calling to tell me off about saying certain black political leaders should be put under for treason, but I hope not. 216-702, what's going on? 216-702, going twice?
What's up, Al? Treason is treason.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Know,
I got
punishable,
you.
Punishable by death, because we don't need you to commit it again.
I hear you. I hear you. What is on your mind? What's on your mind?
Well, you know, we've got this here mayoral debate coming up on July 22nd from 1 to 5. We've got some gift baskets. One of them actually $250 worth of items in it for a family. We've got Americans for Prosperity. They're going to come in and do a little 10, 15-minute presentation, giving the people a little education. And I look forward to seeing the candidates at the debate and
see how will they deal with the black community and the issues that count to us other than Russia.
You know, and I was reading some of those. That does not sound like normal mayoral debates, such as, come on, Tamir Rice, $88 million in downtown projects for the Cavs, 11 black women murdered on Imperial Avenue, 137 shots, Mr. Godwin's murder, public education schools, mayoral control, abandoned houses, road problems, building bridges between the police department and the black community. You do know this does not sound like the regular, I'll say, debate platforms that I see all the time.
Well, it's not about what's going on with the regular, because the regular ain't been helping the black community. Like I say, this debate is a tale of two communities in one city. You got downtown Cleveland, and then you got the rest of Cleveland. So the rest of Cleveland, those are our issues, Tamir Rice, the Gowan murder, 137 shots, 11 black women dying. You know, those are issues that hit us hard in the previous years. So I just feel as though if you're going to be a mayoral candidate, I want to know where you stand with the black community. What issues are you willing to deal with the black community? Because Russia's not important to me right now.
Thank you. I got you. And I got to ask one other thing, and that is, were you, because you were down there at the Board of Elections the past weekend. I know that Laverne Jones-Gore goes in tomorrow at 4 p.m. for a follow-up. And one thing I can say is very interesting that at least the Board of Elections took the signatures. And what are your thoughts when I say you see like a strong woman candidate start to face up all odds and still stand tall?
Well, I feel as though Ms. Gore, she needs to take this to the limit. You know, if the board doesn't give her a favorable decision, she needs to take it to the next level, which would be federal court. I feel as though she shouldn't stand alone. We should all be there to support her. And basically, she's got to stand her ground when she gets there and, you know, as they say, be less emotional and more on facts.
Right, right. And one thing I can say, when you stand your ground, you never know what might happen, because I was very surprised when I looked and saw a favorable article come through from Plain Dealer as well. So I just wanted to put out there that one thing that I appreciate you for is, yeah, you've dealt with a lot of national issues, but you never stop dealing with what's going on in the here and now, down on the street level. And I just appreciate you for setting that example.
Oh, thank you, brother.
No problem. May you and yours have a very blessed evening.
You too. God bless.
God bless. And, you know, with that being said, I appreciate everything that happens when people do take the time to call in. I think what I'll do is I'm going to send this next thing out from Black House Sounds. I ain't listen. And I also want to say, you know, some of the activities and events that's going on, I'll probably do my best to post something else extra up there. Make sure people do show up for those things. I'll also have with me the Brown Report newspaper. It'll be online. You can get it from me at Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting or the mayoral debate this coming week. So with that being said, hey, for those who say, wait a minute, I ain't listen to all the trash and the lies they feeding us, this song goes out to you. Has some historical things in it.
Now, some people might say that if you was doing the right things, you wouldn't be going through all this bad luck, right? Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's Cleveland Conscious Rap, you know what I'm talking about?
I'ma make it really right. This crush your heart and now you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them, whenever put they weapon down. Can't say a lot, in the past they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey, we return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hate and all this irony? What happened to conscious rap to rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. Coming through the winter, we talk against each other, close set up. All the shackles in the chain, never let up. Through all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you wouldn't be robbing us. And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to us? I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought in my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people. Take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news. Just the logo of brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you.
You.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening. My ancestors told me. Journey. Now today, I didn't listen to the conditions. Big business. Now today, I didn't listen. My ancestors told me it's a journey. Now today,
if I can go to Africa and sow my oats, talk about the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture. They gave you Jesus and took you over. Pyramids in Egypt, a newer order. If they ain't stop slavery, then they enslave some more of us. Like I said, it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work a jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man, and now your child is going gay, man. And now you want to do something, but it's out of hand. And y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya. I ain't listen to old school. I was on the corner. And when Africa's come to America, we phone it. We gotta learn to love each other like you left at home.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they never hurt me. No matter what they do, they never hurt me.
I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's a journey. Now today, I didn't listen to the conditions. Big business.
What's the wrong direct? Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. Ask Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers in companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Show somebody seen ya, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you'd rather pull a back door. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
Big business.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
May you all be blessed. Peace.